Penguin Audio presents The Roald Dahl Audio Collection, featuring Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Enormous Crocodile, and The Magic Finger. Written and read by Roald Dahl. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
In a small wooden house outside a large town, there lived a family of 7 people. The house was so small it had only 2 rooms, and the family was so poor they had only 1 bed between them all. The bed was given to the 4 old grandparents because they were so old and tired. They were so tired they never got out of it. Their names were Grandpa Joe and Grandma Josephine, and Grandpa George and Grandma Georgina. The 2 parents, who were called Mr. and Mrs. Bucket, slept on mattresses on the floor in the other room. So did their small son, whose name was Charlie Bucket, and he is the hero of this story. Mr. Bucket was the only person in the family with a job, but he was never able to make enough money to buy 1/2 of the things so large a family needed. The only meals they could afford were bread and margarine for breakfast, boiled potatoes and cabbage for lunch, and cabbage soup for supper. This wasn't nearly enough for a growing boy like Charlie. He desperately wanted something more filling and satisfying than cabbage and cabbage soup. The one thing he longed for more than anything else was chocolate. Walking to school in the mornings, Charlie could see great slabs of chocolate piled high in the shop windows, and he would stop and stare and press his nose against the glass, his mouth watering like mad. But the one awful thing that tortured little Charlie, the lover of chocolate, more than anything else, was this. In the town itself, actually within sight of the house in which Charlie lived, there was an enormous chocolate factory. This was Wonka's factory, owned by a man called Mr. Willy Wonka, the greatest inventor and maker of chocolates there has ever been. And what a tremendous, marvelous place it was. It had huge iron gates leading into it, and a high wall surrounding it, and smoke belching from its chimneys, and strange whizzing sounds coming from deep inside it. And outside the walls, for 1/2 mile around in every direction, the air was scented with a heavy, rich smell of melting chocolate. Oh, how he loved that smell. And oh, how he wished he could go inside the factory and see what it was like. In the evenings, after he had finished his supper of watery cabbage soup, Charlie always went into the room of his 4 grandparents to talk to them and to listen to their stories. One evening he said to them, "Is it really true that Wonka's chocolate factory is the biggest in the world?" "True," cried all 4 of them at once. "Of course it's true. Good heavens, didn't you know that? It's about 50 times as big as any other. And is Mr. Willy Wonka really the cleverest chocolate maker in the world?" "My dear boy," said Grandpa Joe, raising himself up a little higher on his pillow, "Mr. Willy Wonka is the most amazing, the most fantastic, the most extraordinary chocolate maker the world has ever seen. I thought everybody knew that. You mean to say I've never told you about Mr. Willy Wonka and his factory?" "Never," answered little Charlie. "Mr. Willy Wonka can make marshmallows that taste of violets, and rich caramels that change color every 10 seconds as you suck them, and little feathery sweets that melt away deliciously the moment you put them between your lips. He can make chewing gum that never loses its taste, and candy balloons that you can blow up to enormous sizes before you pop them with a pin and gobble them up." "Is all this really true?" Charlie asked, "or are you pulling my leg?" "It's true," cried all 4 of the old people at once. "Ask anyone you like." "And I'll tell you something else that's true," said Grandpa Joe. And now he leaned closer to Charlie and lowered his voice to a soft, secret whisper. "Nobody ever comes out."
"Out of where?" asked Charlie.
"And nobody ever goes in."
"In where?" cried Charlie.
"Wonka's factory, of course."
"Grandpa, what do you mean?"
"I mean workers, Charlie. All factories have workers streaming in and out of the gates in the mornings and evenings, except Wonka's. Have you ever seen a single person going into that place? Or coming out?"
"Not so very long ago," Grandpa Joe went on, "there used to be thousands of people working in Mr. Willy Wonka's factory. Then one day, all of a sudden, Mr. Wonka had to ask every single one of them to leave, to go home, never to come back."
But why?" asked Charlie.
"Because of spies. All the other chocolate makers had begun to grow jealous of the wonderful candies that Mr. Wonka was making, and they started sending in spies to steal his secret recipes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?